us by a little more than the sun. You take my hand in yours, you lean in, and your lips taste like sangria. 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 You let this head of mine keep spinning, spinning around.
It's the K-Pod birthday list. Comes your way every morning at 7:30. If you want to get somebody on the list, send it to us here. Via email to kpod@bicoastalmedia.com.
Living my life in a slow hell. Different girl every night at the hotel. I ain't seen the sunshine in 3 damn days. Been fueling up on cocaine and whiskey. Wish I had a good girl to miss me. Lord, I wonder if I'll ever change my ways. I put your picture away, sat down and cried the day. I can't look at you while I'm lying next to her. I put your picture away, sat down and cried today. I can't look at you while I'm lying next to her.
I called you last night in the hotel. Everyone knows, but they won't tell. But their half-hearted smiles tell me something just ain't right.
It's time now for Del Norte Warrior Basketball. And Del Norte Warrior Basketball is brought to you by Chimney Craft, Chawell Benson Hartwig, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Glass, Curry Equipment, Del Norte Office Supply, Del Norte Tire, Eco Nutrients, Elk Valley Casino, Ingle Marine Supply, H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Les Schwab Tire Center, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, McFerrin's Tax Services, More Johnny, Oat Hill Organic Beef, Sutter Coast Hospital, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, and Hiuchi Hamlet. And now, with the pregame show, here's John.
It's called hunger, and two teams arrive tonight in Tunum Gymnasium absolutely ravenous for a victory. Fortuna takes on Del Norte in boys basketball action. Both teams dedicated to devouring their first Big Five conference victory of the season on homecoming night at Del Norte High. I am John Pritchett. Mark's running things back at the KPOD World Headquarters, and welcome to the Western Valley Insurance Warrior Pregame Show. Western Valley Insurance, where teamwork makes the difference in downtown Crescent City. Both teams came into the season believing they could compete for, at worst, a spot in Humboldt Del Norte League Tournament, and at best, a Big Five Conference Championship. However, both teams are winless against Big Five foes so far, and a loss tonight may effectively end both goals for either team. We'll be back in a few moments with a preview of tonight's game and a recap of the freshman and JV results. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior High School pregame show, brought to you by Western Valley Insurance, located in downtown Crescent City. We'll be back with John and John with the pregame show coming up next, right after this. In this ever-changing business environment, it's refreshing to have an insurance agent that's local. At Western Valley Insurance, the team prides themselves in being part of our community, and they appreciate it when you choose to do business with them. If you're considering a change or would like to discuss business or workers' comp insurance, please call Robin, Regina, or Kendra. They'll put their experience and knowledge into providing you with a competitive quote that actually fits your needs. Western Valley Insurance, where teamwork makes a difference. Call 707-465-5999.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Chimney Craft, Chawell Benson Hardwick, Crescent Cabinets, and Crescent City Glass.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Curry Equipment, Del Norte Office Supply, Del Norte Tire, and Eco Nutrients.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
It's time to get back to the pregame show, brought to you by Western Valley Insurance, proud to serve our community's insurance needs. They believe that teamwork makes the difference. Go Warriors! And now, with the pregame show, here's John.
Welcome back to the Western Valley Insurance Warrior pregame show here in Tunum Gymnasium on homecoming night, where earlier this evening in junior varsity action, Del Norte pulled away in the final minutes for a 47-36 win. Damian Escalara had 13. Justin Cushman put in 12 for the winners. Del Norte is now 12-4 this season, 2-1 in conference. Del Norte's freshman team is now 2-1 in conference, 9-5 overall, after losing a heartbreaker to Fortuna, 52-47. Now taking a look at tonight's varsity contest, Del Norte comes into this game with an 0-2 conference record, 7-10 overall. Warriors led at halftime in both those conference contests, but could not keep the momentum in the second half. However, Tuesday night, Del Norte broke its six-game overall losing streak, knocking off non-conference foe Hoopa Valley 63-55. Michael Webster continues his offensive renaissance as the junior tied his career high with 20 points. Colin Trumbull rebounded from a scoreless effort a week ago against Eureka with 11 on Tuesday, and Lyon Rigdon put in 12. Fortuna comes into tonight's game with an 0-3 conference record, 10-8 overall. Huskies thought they were one of the favorites of the Big Five, but they've not been able to close the deal in the final minute. Fortuna lost by a point to Arcata, by 6 to McKinleyville, and by 11 to Eureka. Now, injuries have played a big role in those losses. Junior standout Jake Houseworth has been banged up. He's only going to play his second game of the season tonight. And now talented sophomore point guard Kobe Spaulding is out with a severe ankle injury. Nevertheless, the Huskies have talent. Alfonso Medina is one of the Big Five's top scorers at almost 18 a game. Del Norte coach Chris Rice said his team's win over Hoopa was huge from an emotional and a momentum standpoint. But tonight, Rice feels his team must force somebody other than Medina to beat the Warriors. He plans to have his team pack the paint, and Del Norte must stop the Warriors from easy transition basket. Fortuna coach Norm Sotomayor said his team has been snake-picked this season, that a win tonight will put his Huskies back on the right track. The key, making easy baskets. Fortuna, he said, has left too many points on the court. Having Houseworth back is critical, even if he isn't at full strength, as he's still recovering from a lower body injury suffered at the end of football season. Losing Spaulding hurt, and that puts even more pressure on Medina. And then late-breaking news, starter Russell Pastacio, who came in averaging 12 a game, will not start, may not play, as he is bothered by an ankle problem as well. And that brings us to the starting lineups for both teams, brought to you by DelNorteSports.com, which features scheduled rebroadcast of all Warriors games You can find them at DelNorthSports.com. And for Fortuna, it's a bit of a mix-and-match lineup for the Huskies as Coach Sotomayor tries to find some way to deal with the injury problems his team is facing. Jake Parsanti, he's a 5'9 junior, averaging 4 a game, will get the start, as will Owen Willem. He's a 5'10 junior, averaging just under 3. He will take the spot normally held by Pascasillo. Also starting will be Callan Barot. He's a senior, 6'5", averaging under 5 a game. Alfonso Medina, 6'2 junior, averaging 17.9. I believe that's tops in the Big 5 conference. And then 6'3 junior Jake Houseworth. But just in his second game, he scored 6 points in the team's last outing in limited minutes, but did have 3 blocks and 8 rebounds. For Delmarant, coached by now Coach Chris Rice, Warriors will start with the same starter they used against Hoopa. Aiden Rice gets his second start of the season. He is a 6'1 junior, averaging 3.5 a game. Lion Rigdon, he is a 5'10 junior, and he's averaging 10.5 a contest. Also getting the start, senior Colin Trumbull, 5'11. He's a senior, averaging 6.7 a game. Ty Russell, 6 feet tall. He's a senior, plays bigger than that. He'll have to be stout inside against the Huskies. He's averaging 5.4 a game. And then Delmarant's leading scorer is Michael Webster. He's a junior, averaging 11 a game, but in the past 7 games, he's been averaging over 17 a game and has hit 20 points exactly 3 times in a row. Now, last season, Fortuna won both games between the two teams, one by 16 points, one by 17 points. Before that, Delmarant won 4 in a row. Before that, Fortuna won 5 straight. Now, over the past 41 games between Delmarant and Fortuna, the Warriors have the edge, 21-20. And now, ladies and gentlemen, on homecoming night here at Tunin Gymnasium, it is time for the Star-Spangled Banner, our national anthem. I wish I could tell you who sang the national anthem. She did it live, and she knocked it out of the ballpark. Oh, my goodness. Terrific rendition. Well, we are getting ready for the start of this critical Big 5 conference battle for both of these ball games. The officials for tonight's game, Milton Mabry, Christy Gammon, and the birthday boy himself, Keith Althusser, is in the house, and he will be throwing the ball up as we get ready to start this contest. Warriors in their home white, of course. The Huskies in their blue with the white numbers. Alters are getting ready to throw it up in the air. He does. The ball is tipped, and the Warriors get possession to start the contest. Michael Webster, the junior, brings the ball, dribbling his left hand up the court, hands it off to Rigdon. Out high, he penetrates, stops, brings it back out. Rice, from the free throw line, tries to bank it in, misses, and a foul will be called, and it will be against Del Norte. And that will be Webster picking up an early foul. Del Norte will come out in that 2-3 zone that they've adopted this year after years and years of nothing but man-to-man for the most part. Huskies get it inside, then kick it back out. Kick it back out around the horn. They turn down the three-pointer, and they'll set it back up. There's the three-point launch, high off the rim, bounces around, and coming down with it is Erler. All 5'10" of him, he wins the tap, and then he pulls down the defensive rebound. No score here in the opening seconds on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. Rigdon, far side to Webster, gets a screen. He'll take the long three-pointer, grazes the front rim. There's Erler with his second rebound. He misses. Coming up with the rebound is Bromball. His shot misses and will go the other way. Almost thrown away by the Huskies, but they track it down, and they'll set up in their offensive set. They'll swing it around to the far side, looking to get it inside. Ball poked away, but recovered by Fortuna. Inside, easy basket. Give the point to Callen Barote, and it's 2-0 Fortuna. Rigdon brings the ball up court, hands it off to Rice, the coach's son. Swings it back to Russell outside the three-point line. He'll penetrate, goes strong, puts it up with the left hand, and scores. Ty Russell gets in the scorebook, and we're tied at 2 on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. With the ball, Barisanti gives it up to Medina. He's the player that they're going to spy on. Drive, shot, no good, rebounded by Rice. Warriors will try to fast break. Rice swings it back to Russell, kicks it over. His pass is intercepted. Turnover Del Norte. We go the other way. Nice job by Lion Rigdon to slow down the fast break. Now Fortuna will get in their set. With the ball, Barisanti finds Barote. Dellinger going to play catch. Now to Wallen. Kicks it out. Shot goes up. Three-pointers no good. Rebounded by the Huskies. They'll set things up, skip pass, track down to Barote. Thought about taking it. Tried to get it inside to Houseworth. Ball's poked away, and Rigdon comes up with it. He accelerates to the hoop and misses, but there's Trumbull to pick up the garbage. 4-2. And a little technical problem. Mark, are we still on? Okay, thank you, Mark. We lost power there for some reason for a few seconds. And Rigdon will go to the line. And so take off Trumbull's basket. And instead it will be Rigdon with 2 shots. He misses the first. I'm off? Okay. Misses the second one. Sorry about the technical problems. We're not quite sure what the problem is here. As Fortuna tries to go coast to coast, ball's batted back. Fortuna has the ball, but it's stolen by Del Norte. Webster stops, leans up, puts up the leaner, misses, and rebounded by the Huskies. They'll fast break now. Medina finds a wide open Owen Wallen for an easy basket, and it's 4-2 with 4:45 to go here in the first quarter on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. John Pritchett with you here, and homecoming night at Tunin Gymnasium. Rice with the ball right in front of the Fortuna bench. Finds Russell at the top of the key, dribbles, and he finally gets it over to Trumbull on the far side. 15 to shoot, inside to Rice. He'll power his way up, finds Russell there, and he lays it in. The big senior has 4, and we're tied 4-4 with 4:21 to go in the opening stanza. Barciani with the ball. He's going to play catch. They'll work it around far side to Wallen. Pass is actually intercepted by Barciani. And now he'll Work it around. They'll take the three. Misses. Rebounding it is Rigdon. That has to be his fourth rebound already, and we're just barely halfway through the first quarter. 4-4 our score. Cromwell with the ball in front of the Fortuna bench. Directing traffic to Webster. He'll penetrate. Inside, Rigdon, baseline jumpers, no good. And rebounded by Houseworth, but it's stolen by Trumbull. He gives it instantly to Rigdon. Back out. Trumbull, Rigdon, three. In and out. And rebounded by the Huskies. 4-4 our score. 3:27 to go here in the first quarter. Both teams desperately need a win. Both teams. 0-2 Del Norte, 0-3 Fortuna to start the Big 5 Conference. Try to get the ball inside to Houseworth. It's intercepted. Intercepted again. And Houseworth gets the easy basket. 6-4. Huskies in front. Both teams having a little trouble with the turnover monster. Rigdon to Russell outside the three-point line. Houseworth all over him. Gets it to Rice, who goes into the paint, who hands it off then to Webster. Webster gets cut off and gives it to Trumbull. 13 to show. Inside to Russell. Goes strong. Shot misses. Houseworth kind of intimidated that shot somewhat. And Medina, averaging almost 18 a game, will dribble to the far side. Inside-out game. Back to Medina. Inside to Houseworth on the block. Almost throws it away. But Medina is able to track it down. Barciani with it. 12 to shoot. Quick pass, almost stolen. And in fact, it is thrown out of bounds by the Huskies. Oscar Boudish comes in for Del Norte. And Rice goes out. Boudish, who's been a starter most of the season, he's a 5'9 senior, averaging 2.5 a contest. 6-4 our score, Fortuna leading with 2:10 to go. Russell with the ball, far outside, gets it to Trumbull. Trumbull finds Rigdon. He'll penetrate, and they're going to say he traveled. Another turnover. Both teams plagued by turnovers so far in the opening quarter. Fortuna leads 6-4 with 2 minutes to go. With the ball, Barciani inside as somehow Barot was all by himself underneath the basket. I think he got lonely he was there so long. And it's 8-4. Boudish with the ball. Quick pass. Trumbull, three-pointer. Oh, misses the rim. Trumbull rushes in there and ties up the Huskies. But Fortuna will keep possession on the alternating possession rule. Coming in for Del Norte is Ryan O'Loughlin. And Webster will get a breather with 1:38 to go here in the first quarter. With the ball is Barciani, filling in for the injured Spalding, the sophomore point guard, who is going to be out indefinitely with an ankle injury. Barciani tried to drive but got cut off. Instead, it goes to Medina. 15 on the shot clock. Medina inside, out. Thought about the three. Instead, passes over to Barciani, who takes the three and misses everything. And it will be Del Norte's ball. So both teams have struggled shooting. Lolo Payne comes in, the diminutive 5'3" junior. But you can tell he's an athlete. Just by the way he moves, you can tell he's an athlete. Boudish with the ball. 1 minute to go exactly in the quarter. Boudish trying to get something going. Gives it over to Rigdon. Gets a screen from Russell. Kicks it out, and a foul will be called on Fortuna. Just the second foul against the Huskies. Del Norte only has one. Ping picks up the foul. Trumbull inbound underneath his own basket. Mason Torini comes in, and Medina will get the breather here. Looking inside to Russell. He's double-teamed, kicks it out. Boudish will take the long two-pointer, misses, and Fortuna comes down with the rebound. Wallen with the ball. Into Payne. They'll bring it back around. Try to get it inside. Nice pass into the paint, but poked away. Warriors on a fast break. Two on one. Rigdon tries the reserve reverse fancy layup and misses. And finally, Del Norte comes down with it with 21 seconds to go in the quarter. Shot clock is off. Trombo with it. We'll give it over to Bowdish. Down to 12. Down to 11. Far side to Rigdon. Rigdon directing traffic. Going to get a screen from Russell. Little pick and roll. Rigdon goes hard to the left. Puts it up. It goes in. And the basket will count with 2.8 seconds to go. Wallen picks up the foul. Rigdon will get the first points of the night for him and with a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. And coming in for Del Norte will be Dixon as well as Danner Dowd with 2.8 seconds left. Preston Daniels will also come in for the final 2.8 if he makes the free throw. Rigdon 62% and we have a violation, so if he misses, he'll get it again, but he doesn't. So 8-7, Fortuna leads as Rigdon comes through with the old-fashioned three-point play. They inbound the ball, Fortuna does. Three-point shot from midcourt is no good. And it is 8-7, Fortuna in a first half that's been exciting. However, turnover play. We'll be back with the second quarter after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local sportscasters club, Elk Valley Casino, England Marine Supply, H&R Block, and Hambro WSG.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOT. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local sportscasters club, Leschwab Tire Center, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, McFerrin's Tax Services, and More John, Inc.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOT. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
8-7 Fortuna leads after one here on homecoming night at Tunin Gymnasium. John Pritchett with you here on KPOD 97.9 FM in Crescent City and DelNorteSports.com around the world via that internet thingy. Warriors trailed 8-4, but with 2.8 seconds to go, Lion Rigdon went to the hoop, scored, and was fouled, and he made the free throw to cut it to 8-7, and the Warriors will start the second quarter with the ball. And full court pressure being applied by the Huskies. And now they get it into Trombo, and the pressure goes off. Warriors will get their offensive set. Rice back in the game, kicks it out to Trombo in the corner, dribbles a couple times, and finds Rice back in the same corner. Tried to think about getting it into Russell. Instead, Russell will set a screen. Now to Webster, who's back in. Webster at the foul line, finds Rice, 8 to shoot. Rice almost throws it away. It goes to O'Loughlin. Goes baseline, kicks it out. Rice at the buzzer. No. And foul will be called on Ty Russell. And Ty is coming off dealing with a left ankle injury. He hops all the way to the bench. And that is a huge loss for Del Norte. Nathan Barker comes in. 6'3". Big-bodied player, but he will be required to be taking on Houseworth. Fortuna with it. They're going to try to get it inside. They do, but nice job by Barker poking it away. Payne picks it up. His pass is intercepted by Del Norte. O'Loughlin will take the 12-footer, misses. Ball stiffed around. Barker gets it, tries the hook shot. That comes up short, and now Fortuna goes the other way, a one-on-three break. They'll turn it down. Payne will take the long two-pointer and make it. Payne, who's averaging just 1.9 points a game, gets two right there, and it's 10-7. Huskies in front of the Warriors. Rice with the ball. Far outside. Payne guarding him. Picks up the dribble. Finds Webster, and his pass went to nobody, and Fortuna was able to pick it up without issue. Coach Norm Sotomayor calling out the play for the Huskies. Far side, as the crowd goes deathly quiet for some reason. Looking to get it in. Warriors, that packed in zone. Far side to Payne. They'll kick it out to Medina. Back to Payne. He'll drive baseline. And his pass inside is stolen as Trumbull finds Webster, who goes baseline, goes up strong, just short, and rebounded by Medina of Fortuna. He goes to Payne, one-on-three fast break. Warriors doing a great job of getting back and stopping the fast break. Shot goes up, and that is good by Hunter Reback, who's in the game. 12-7 now the score, as the Huskies have come out with four straight points to start the second quarter. Barker with it, way outside, Houseworth guarding him. To Trumbull, looking to get it inside, can't. His pass to Rice is almost lost. Stay goes quickly inside to Webster, who misses an easy one. That's going to drive Coach Rice nuts. 12-7 our score. Warriors trail by five. 5 minutes to go here in the first half. Inside, Barker, nice defense, and comes up with a rebound when it just looks like the Huskies were going to get an easy one. And but then Delmar throws the ball away, and Payne is there for the easy cherry-picking basket, and Coach Rice says time out as his team has been outscored 6-0 to start the second quarter. And Warrior Athletics are brought to you by members of the legendary Sportscasters Club, which includes H&R Block. Get your maximum refund guaranteed. Ambrose, WSG, Recycling, Storage, Truck Repair, and Waste Removal. Delmore Tire, you know, the Barnes family says our roots are here, not just our branches. Curry Equipment, your one-stop shop for power equipment in Crescent City and in Brookings. Crescent City Glass, and it's glass, they work with it, serving you since 1947. And Crescent Cabinets, do you need new cabinets? Call Crescent Cabinets, it's right there in the name, Crescent Cabinets. Warriors trail 14-7 to Fortuna. And once again, I got to check to make sure we're still online. Thank you. I'm not sure what's going on here, but we're just dropping off for no apparent reason. Rigdon, long three-pointer is no good, and it's going to be a two-on-none fast break for the Huskies as once again, we dropped off, as once again, Medina slams it down, and it's 16-7. Russell with the ball. Came out with a bad ankle. He puts a shot up. He is fouled and will go to the line for two free throws. Picking up the foul was Medina. That's his first. Russell for two. 60% free throw shooter this season. That one's good. Nice touch for the big man. Russell was the defensive MVP of the Big Four Conference in football season and a standout golfer in the spring. Makes that one as well. He's got six tonight, leading all Delmar scorers, and it cuts the score to 16-9. Warriors behind against the Huskies. Fortuna working around, near side to Medina. Gives it up to Wallen. They'll work it around, inside, shot goes up, no good, rebounded by Trumbull. Trumbull will give it over to O'Loughlin, who will bring the ball up for it, past the center line, to the right side, gets it into Russell, who finds Westbrook, he dribbles once, now to Rigdon, pump fake, declines the shot, instead gives it to Trumbull, 15 to shoot. O'Loughlin to Russell, he'll drive, he'll go up strong, he'll get fouled, and they say that he travels. Coming into the game for Del Norte is Danner Dowd. He's a 5'11 junior, averaging 1.9 points a game. And O'Loughlin will take a seat on the bench. 16-9 with 3:23 to go here in the second quarter. Barciani playing catch with Wallen way outside. As Del Norte packed into that 2-3 zone. Drive, shot, foul on Del Norte. Yeah, Strombo picks up his first foul tonight. Second team foul of the quarter and sends Barciani to the line for two. And that one is woefully short. Here comes the junior second one. He's just a 38% free throw shooter this season. Second one is up, and that one is good. 17-9, Del Norte down. With 3 minutes to go here in the first half on the Santa Cruz Hospital scoreboard. Russell gives it to Trumbull. Warriors going to run some weave. Now to Webster. Thought about the three. Goes to Trumbull at the top of the key. Trumbull gets the screen from Danner. Now Danner gets it to Webster. Webster goes all the way, and his shot is blocked out of bounds with 12 on the shot clock. Coach Rice calling for play number two on the inbounds. Warriors in a stack and one. Quick pass to Russell. Goes up strong. His shot is blocked by Medina. Medina comes down with it. And he'll have to pull it back out as the Warriors get back in their defensive set in a hurry. Barciani into the corner to Medina. They'll work it all the way around. Drive baseline. Russell cuts him off nicely. And they'll set things up again. Barciani finds Medina in the corner. Now they get it inside to Houseworth and the back around. Drive, shot, and no. It hung on the rim forever before falling. But they're cutting to the basket for with Wallen, and he misses the shot, and we end up with a jump ball. Coach Rice, staring at the officials, now raises his hands up in the international sign of what? Exactly 2 minutes to go, 17-9 our score. Huskies get the ball in. Wallen, they'll work it inside out. Now they'll bring it around the horn. Fresh shot clock, three-point shot on the way by Wallen, misses. Rebounded again, another rebound by Rigdon. He'll go strong. A foul is going to be called prior to the pass. And that will be Barciani's first. Third team foul. Trumbull will inbound under his own basket on the right side. Looking, finds Rigdon. Rigdon turns the corner, puts it up, and puts it in. Now, Rigdon gets his first basket of the second quarter, and we have a timeout with 1:35 to go here in the first half. 17-11 our score on the Santa Cruz Hospital scoreboard. Warrior Athletics are brought to you by members of the legendary Sportscasters Club, which includes Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center, where doing the right thing matters. Oat Hill Organic Beef, local grass-fed organic Angus beef. L&L Design and Construction, commercial and residential construction, licensed in California and Oregon. Morjon Parts and Service for one-on-one service and support with that winning edge. See the team at Morjon Parts and Service. McFerrin Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Tax, Bookkeeping, and Bookkeeping Services. And Valvoline Henry Car Wash. Get the Works Car Wash across from Fred Meyer in the In the beautiful city of Brookings. At halftime, we'll try to figure out what our problem is, whether it's just a connection or just not sure what the deal is. We just keep losing power momentarily. 17-11 our score, 95 seconds to go in the half. Fortuna will have the ball. Del Norte will go with that 2-3 zone, which has been effective. Del Norte has just not been able, and traveling stalled on Fortuna. Del Norte has just not been able to get any offense going. Kai Russell has 8 of Del Norte's 11. Rigdon has the rest. Webster with no points so far. Rice gives the ball over to O'Loughlin, who's back in. Gives it back to Rice. They'll work it over to Webster. Top of the key. He'll take the three. Looks good. Too far. And rebounded by Houseworth. He'll give it to Medina. And he'll walk it across the timeline. Hands it over to Barcianti. The Huskies with the ball and the lead. Wallen with it. Back to Barcianti. Back to Wallen. Far side. They'll work it around the horn again. Into the corner to Medina. O'Loughlin guarding him. He'll drive. Ball's poked away. Nice play by Rigdon, and Delnor has the ball. Rigdon stops, pops off the glass, and good. Rigdon has seven, and Delnor has cut the lead to 17-13. Huskies are going to take their time again. Try to find some way to exploit this 2-3 zone drive. Shot goes up, and a foul is going to be called on Russell, his second of the evening. Russell has six, and Rigdon has seven, and that's all 13 of Delmar's points. Wallen makes the first free throw. He's got three. Russell comes out. Barker comes back in. Earlier tonight, Nathaniel Barker was named Homecoming King here at Del Norte High. Wallen's second one is way short, and Barker comes down with a rebound. It's poked away, and Fortuna comes up with it. Three-pointer is no good, and this time it will be Webster who corrals the ball. 10 seconds left in the half. Webster crossed the timeline. Webster crossed the timeline. O'Loughlin's three-pointer, no good, tipped, and that will be the end of the first half. A lot of turnovers by both teams, but Fortuna comes out with a 6-0 run to start the second quarter, and they will go into the locker room leading 18-13 over Del Norte in a game between two teams that are in desperate need of a Big Five conference victory. We'll be back with the Aichi Hamlet halftime report after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time now for the halftime report, and it's brought to you by the Aichi Hamlet on Highway 199 in Aichi. We'll have all the halftime stats and more on the way next.
The Aichi Hamlet, nestled in the redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Aichi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Aichi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Oat Hill Organic Beef, Center Coast Hospital, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, and the Aichi Hamlet.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOT. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Chimney Craft, Chawell Benson Hardwick, Crescent Cabinets, and Crescent City Glass.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOT. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
It's the Aichi Hamlet Halftime Report. And with the latest information, stats of the first half, and games from around the league, here's John.
Welcome back to Tunin Gymnasium, a homecoming night, a packed Tunin Gymnasium. But unfortunately for Warrior fans, it's Fortuna leading Del Norte 18-13. Does give us a chance to take a look at Warrior Focus here on the Aichi Hamlet Halftime Report. Del Norte High's wrestling team will get the rare opportunity to perform in front of their home fans on Tuesday night as the Warriors will hold dual meets against Fortuna. Now, how good are the Warriors? Not one, not two, but three Del Mar grapplers are ranked among the top 40 wrestlers in their weight class in the state of California. Now, note, there's no divisions. It's not like the top 40 wrestlers in Division Four. No, the entire state of California. And those three are Curtis Bartley, Jules Bates, and Colton Chad. Boys squad is the defending Humboldt Del Mar League champion, and it is gearing up for the North Coast Section Dual Meet Championships later in the year, or later in the season. Del Mar has finished second in that 4 years in a row. Warriors girls squad is also considered elite as well, and are getting to regain the league championship, which they won in 2022, but was denied by Eureka in 2023. Now, a couple of non-athletic events we want to talk about. Tomorrow night, Del Mar High's music department will present its winter concert right here in Tunin Gymnasium. Excitement begins at 6 p.m. Performances are scheduled by the steel band, the stage band, the concert band, the performance choir, the Bella Voix choir, and the Madrigals. Now, also, a special announcement is planned regarding the future Performing Arts Center planned to be put here at Del Mar High. Now, on Friday, January 19th, the Del Mar Safe and Sober Graduation Night Committee is planning an Indian taco fundraiser. Cost is going to be $7 each and will be served from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. from the Crescent Fire Protection District headquarters on Washington Boulevard. Also for sale will be fry bread with butter, cinnamon, sugar, or jelly for $5. You can pre-order by calling Debbie at 707-954-3786. And I got to tell you, the Asian American Club did a egg roll fundraiser tonight. And I got to tell you, they were about the best egg rolls I've ever had. No, they were not. They were absolutely the best egg rolls I've ever had in my life. So congratulations to them. They sold out in a hurry. As well they sure, it was delicious. Earlier tonight in some varsity action, Del Mar's junior varsity improved thanks to a 47-36 win. Del Mar is now 12-4 this season, 2-1 in conference. Justin Cushman had 12. Damian Escalera had 13 for the victors. Del Mar's freshmen fell to 2-1 in conference play, 9-5 overall. They lost to Fortuna 52-47. Warriors came out slow, took a lead, but could not hold it in the final minute. Alameda and Caress both scored 14 for the Warriors. Now, tomorrow night, Del Mar girls will be on the road at Fortuna in a critical Big Five conference battle there. Del Mar has started the season 0-2 in the conference realm of it, 12-4 overall, as the Warriors struggling without their leading scorer, Brooklyn Carter. Last night, Del Mar fell to St. Bernard's in non-conference play after defeating Hoopa on Tuesday. We will be back with more of the Heinche Hamlet Halftime Report after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Mar Sports.
Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Tata. When I was on my feet, hiking was a favorite pastime. It was kind of nice that a state park backed up against our farm. Lots of trails to explore, little streams to follow. My dad was a great hiker. Even when we were as young as 6 years old, my sisters and I would line up behind my daddy as he would lead us out on adventure. Being the youngest, I was always right behind my dad, stepping on his heels and bumping into his back. I did not want to miss a thing. We sure loved exploring that state park. And it's no wonder I still love to, quote, hike on trails in our beautiful national parks. There are now so many more well-kept, accessible trails to enjoy. You can learn more about parks that are accessible at the National Park website listed on disabilitycampaign.org. And if you are disabled, while you're there, you might want to get your access pass. You can find out more about it at disabilitycampaign.org.
During the Civil War, it was called soldier's heart. After World War II, they called it gross stress reaction. It's been called shell shock, war neurosis, and battle fatigue. Today, we call it post-traumatic stress disorder, and it affects one out of every five warriors returning from battle in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's not a wound that you can see, though it can have an even more significant impact. Post-traumatic stress disorder can prevent warriors from living a normal life, hurt their relationships, and affect their ability to hold a steady job. The Wounded Warrior Project offers comfort and support for warriors with post-traumatic stress disorder and all other scars of war, whether those scars are visible or hidden. Find out what you can do to help, because for warriors, the greatest casualty is being forgotten. Please visit WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Welcome back to Tune In Gymnasium as the Delmarva High Band performs. Teams are warming up, and let's take a look at the first half stats. And for Fortuna, who leads Del Norte 18-13 here at halftime. And the Huskies on a balanced attack. Two players with four each. That is Lolo Payne as well as Kaylin Barat. Owen Wallen has three. Two each for Medina, who is being held way under his season average of 18 a game. Hunter Reback has a bucket as well. Barsetti has a 1 point. Del Norte scoring, only two players have scored. Ryan Rigdon has seven, and Guy Russell has six. As Del Norte has not been able to get anything going offensively, Michael Webster, who has been on fire the past six games, averaging about 17 a game, has been held scoreless. Warriors have yet to hit a three-pointer tonight, and they are 2 of 3 at the free throw line. As we mentioned, tomorrow Del Norte will be on the air with Del Norte girls in Fortuna. And then after that, next week's going to be a major league fun time for everybody, as it will be all week nothing but Warrior basketball, with an appearance on Tuesday by the Mad Dog John Horner, who's going to help me out as I have another commitment. Well, this has been the Hiachi Hamlet Halftime Report, the Hiachi Hamlet, where they have hot drinks and cold snacks, where they have cold drinks and hot snacks. They have everything you want, everything you need. In fact, if they do not have it, you do not need it. The Hiachi Hamlet, located on U.S. Highway 199 in Hiachi. Where else would they put the Hiachi Hamlet? This makes sense. I want to wish a happy birthday to Keith Aldiser, who's refereeing tonight here. Terrific individual. I've loved working with him on the court wearing the stripes. Christy Gavin is here as well as Mr. Mabry, all the way from Hoopa, making the trip. Del Norte will get the ball to start the second half. Fortuna with a two-game winning streak over Del Norte. Warriors lead the series 21-22. Over the last, since about 2004. Del Norte with the ball. Far side is Webster. Gets it to Russell at the top of the key. Now Trumbull looking inside, ball's tip, and we have a 2-on-2 fast break. Swings it over to Barat, and his shot is no good, but he is fouled, and we'll go to the free throw line and shoot a pair. Rice picks up his first foul of the evening and the first team foul. First shot is good. Stretches the lead out to 6. And here comes the second one for the 6'5" senior. That one's no good, and Rice comes down with the ball. Del Norte get it to Webster, and he'll get it across the timeline. Russell way out high, as Del Norte's going to run some weave. Lyon with it. Back to Russell. He's not going to shoot from way out there. Rigdon might, though. As his pass is intercepted. Back-to-back turnovers by Del Norte. But the shot is no good by Fortuna. Now it's Warriors with a 4-on-1 fast break to Russell. And he'll put it up and in. Russell has 8. And the lead is down to 4. Medina with the ball. Far side to Barcianti. Gets it inside. Shot goes up. It's no good. And a foul is called against the Warriors. Kai Russell picks up his 3rd. Here's the first free throw. And that one is no good by Medina, who is a 78% free throw shooter this season. 2nd one, right-hander dribbles it twice, then puts it up. Nice form, and it goes right in. 20-15, Warriors trailing. Early in the 3rd quarter on the Santa Cruz Hospital scoreboard. Russell with it near the top of the key. Now Rice in front of the Del Norte bench. Gets it to Webster, passes offline. He had to go back to get it. Trumbull looking, finds a cutting lion, and his shot is blocked, but he is fouled in the process and will get 2 free throws for his team. Medina picks up foul number 2. And here is Rigdon. He is 1 of 3 at the foul line tonight. And that one hits the front iron, hits the back iron, and then drops in. Rigdon, who started horribly at the free throw line to start the season, bounced back, struggled against Eureka, and then was very solid against Hoopa, but that one was short. 4-point lead for the Huskies. Ball, far side. And the Huskies going to work it around. With the ball, Basarti inside. Tries to get it to Houseworth. Instead, they have to send it out to Basarti inside. Baseline jumper is no good. Getting his own rebound and putting it in was Barote. He's got 7 now for the Huskies. And their lead is 6. Less than 6 minutes to go, 3rd quarter on the Santa Cruz Hospital scoreboard. Rice with the ball. Gives it over to Webster. Webster finds Russell with Houseworth guarding him. Dribbles once and gives up the dribble. Finds Rice at the free throw line. Looking, backdoor cut by Trumbull. Goes up strong, puts it up, and puts it in. Trumbull gets his 1st points of the night. And it's a 4-point deficit again for the Warriors. Barsanti with the ball. Del Norte in that tight, packed 2-3 zone. They're going to play catch with it. Ball is stolen. Webster lays it up with a left hand, and Webster's on the board. His 1st points of the night, and it's a 2-point cushion now. Del Norte has come out here in the 2nd half and cut the margin to a pair. With the ball, Wallen. Tries to get it inside to Houseworth. Ball stolen. Out to Webster. Stops. Goes up. Shot's blocked. Who's going to get it? It's on the floor. Body's diving for it. Now it's rolling, and it's picked up by Wallen. And now we'll go with a fast break the other way. Fortuna with Wallen cutting to the basket and lays it in. So many things could have gone right there for Del Norte, and instead it's an easy basket for the Huskies. 24-20 our score. 4:30 to go. 3rd quarter. Rigdon with the ball. To Russell. Tries to get it inside, and the ill-advised pass is going to lead to a fast break. Houseworth goes up strong, misses, and Rice comes down with a rebound. Houseworth pounds the padding in frustration, and Rice is fouled as he's driving down the court. And Barsanti picks up foul number 2. Coming in for Del Norte is Ryan O'Loughlin, and Kai Russell comes out. Del Norte will inbound. Rice gets it to Rigdon. Warriors trailing by 4. Rice way outside to O'Loughlin. Now to Rigdon. He lines up the 3, lets it go, and it just does not go in. He continues to have trouble shooting that 3. When he's on, he can be deadly, but just right now, it's just not going into the hoop. Fortuna with the ball and the lead. working around the outside. Taking time off the clock. Ball gets inside, poked away. Beautiful pass by Rice, who hit Webster, and Webster misses another easy one. Webster trying to get back. Medina puts up an alley-oop shot that had no chance. Rigdon with the rebound. He'll push the pace. Stutter step goes in hard, and a foul will be called against the Huskies. Kellen Burrow gets the foul, number one for him. Third team foul of the quarter with 3:17. If we get to five, it'll be two shots. Lowell Bain comes in, and Owen Wallen goes out for the Huskies. Rice will inbound, looking, finds Rigdon. He'll take the three. High arching shot does not go. But there is O'Loughlin, gets the offensive rebound. He scores. He's fouled. Linden will go to the free throw line to shoot one. Picking up the foul was Reback. And O'Loughlin, averaging 2.5 points a game, will have a chance to have three in a hurry. Right-hander puts it up. The right-hander puts it in. And it is a one-point Fortuna lead, and timeout is called with 3:12 to go here in the third quarter. Fortuna 24, Delnorth 23. And Warrior Athletics brought to you by members of the legendary Sportscasters Club, which includes Delnorth Ambrose, now and always dedicated to serving. Elk Valley Casino, get in the game. Remember that Prime Rib Wednesdays are only $25 a plate at the new Elk Valley Casino. Delmore's next game will be on Tuesday at Arcata. Arcata was trailing at halftime to Eureka tonight. That's the other Big Five conference game going on. Wickfield's good. Listening to Tag Weatherspoon's here with us tonight. I brought him an egg roll. He's forever in love with me. Fortuna with the ball. Medina playing catch with Barciani. Now Medina's going to try to drive against Webster. Spin, shot goes up, no good, rebounded, and a foul is going to be called, and it's going to be against Delnorth. And that will be Rigdon's first of the evening. 5'3", Lolo Payne will inbound. Lob pass to Medina, and that works. Good play. One Delnorth has often run themselves over the years. 5 points for Medina. Rigdon will give the ball over to Rice, who's seeing extended minutes tonight. O'Loughlin has his pass stolen, but stolen right back, then stolen right back again. And now a foul is going to be called, and it's going to be against. It will be on O'Loughlin. And O'Loughlin going, why am I getting called for this? Here comes Payne. Payne running out of time. Now lobs it out to Medina. Gives it to Barciani. Back to Payne. Back to Barciani. Fresh shot clock, so not a problem there. Floater goes up and floater goes in. Nice play by Jace Barciani. And so what was a two-point game just moments ago, and another turnover by Delnorth. Payne gets his shot blocked, but there to put it up and put it in is Medina, and Delnorth coach Chris Rice calls timeout. Chris Rice is still upset over the foul that was called on O'Loughlin. Nevertheless, 2:04 to go here in the third quarter. Fortuna 30, Delnorth 23. Just moments ago, it was a two-point game. Warrior Athletics brought to you by Lisa McCown, your State Farm agent. Like a good neighbor, Lisa is there. Chimney Craft, working for you since 92. Keeping you warm and happy. And Shawwell, Benson, Hartwick. Good luck, Warriors. From Team CBH, your local accounting and tax firm. Warriors also brought to you thanks to Western Valley Insurance. On and off the court, teamwork makes the difference. You can call Western Valley Insurance. We're a local team committed to our community. Circus Hospital, serving our community with care. The Hiachi Hamlet, where they have gas, fishing tackle, and snacks for your wild rivers adventures. And remember, later in the game, Warrior is going to be brought to you by McDonald's at Crescent City. After the game, stop by. Get yourself a Big Mac, maybe some ice cream, maybe a milkshake, maybe some fries. That's McDonald's here in Crescent City. 30-23 our score. Full court pressure being applied for the first time tonight by the Huskies. Delmar gets it into Rigdon. Rigdon across the timeline, blows past Medina. Gets it over to Trombo. Eventually, Rice finds the ball, finds his way with the ball. Webster will take the long three, and it bounces around for a while and then goes in. Maybe that will help break the schneid as Delmar gets his first three-pointer of the night, and it's a four-point game again. But there's Houseworth. He misses an easy one, but gets his own rebound, puts it up, misses again. He tips it out. Ball's on the floor. People are diving for it. And we have timeout called by Del North as there at the bottom of the pile is Aiden Rice, and he gets up slowly. 1:29 remaining in the third. 30-26. Del North will have the ball. Warriors had cut the margin down to four, only to have the Huskies take it back out to seven. And now Delmar back to four with a chance to cut it down to two. Woo! It was quite a freshman game, which featured, among other things, a fire alarm going off. That's one of the primary reasons that this game got off late. And then freshman game was won by Fortuna. Delmar won the JV game. Fortuna coach Norm Sotomayor is working the officials a little bit. So Rigdon gets the ball against Silken pressure against Medina. He gets it across. Coach Rice on the play. Goes to Bowdish, who's in the game. Bowdish tries to go baseline. Gets it to Webster. Back to Bowdish. Loses his handle. And foul is going to be called on Barsanti. And that's number three against the 5'9" junior. That could play a role, and in fact that sends Bowdish to the free throw line for a pair of free throws. He is the team's top free throw shooter at 86%, albeit with a limited number of attempts. Here's the first one for the right-hander. It rims out. Houseworth comes back in. Houseworth, who's father was the late coach at Eureka High and a true gentleman, to say the least. They held a big basketball tournament at the start of every season in his honor. Bowdish's second one is good. And here comes the homecoming king, Nathaniel Barker, and Russell goes out. And across the timeline, 1:08 to go, 30-27 our score, Fortuna in front. Del North stays in that 2-3 tightly packed zone. Fortuna content just to work it around, quick passes on the inside, and a travel will be called against Fortuna as Kyle Grunman moved his feet before he put the ball on the ground. 54.9 seconds to go. Del North trailing by three. Rigdon gives the ball over to Webster, who was held scoreless in the first half, but has come alive in the second half. Ball almost taken by Trombo. He gets it back, launches a three, in and out, no good. And Houseworth going up strong and pulling down the rebound. So only about 2 seconds difference between the shot clock and the game clock, so if Fortuna wants to wait for the last shot, they certainly can. The Huskies leading by three with 20 seconds left in the third. Inside to Houseworth. He's double-teamed. Back out to Wallen. Down to 11 on the shot clock. Inside. Now back out to Baroni. Now Wallen penetrates. Ball is tipped, stolen by O'Loughlin. His pass to Webster, stolen. Then there's Houseworth sitting underneath the basket. He lays it up and in, and the horn goes off, signaling the end of the third quarter. Just when it looked like Delnor might have something going, the Huskies respond at the buzzer. 32-27 our score. Fortuna in front. We'll be back with the fourth quarter after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delnor Sports.
Delnor Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club. Curry Equipment, Delnor Office Supply, Delnor Tire, and Eco Nutrients.
Listen to Delnor Warrior Games online at DelnorSports.com and at 97.9 KPOT. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Delnor Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Elk Valley Casino, England Marine Supply, H&R Block, and Hambro WSG.
Listen to Delnor Warrior Games online at DelnorSports.com and at 97.9 KPOT. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Both teams score 14 points in the third quarter, and it's 32-27 as it is the Huskies leading the Warriors here in this Big Five conference battle between two teams desperate for a victory in conference play. Inside to Houseworth, and a jump ball will be called, and it will be Delnor's possession. Tell you what, you better be pretty strong if you're going to try to tie up Houseworth, Jake Houseworth, because he is one strong human being. Webster with the ball, gives it to Rigdon, outside. Rigdon tries to drive. Can't. Said Webster will take the long three-pointer, misses, and rebounded by Fortuna. I can't imagine that is the shot that Delnor wanted. Ball is tipped, stolen. Rice on the left side goes up, and it's intimidated by Medina enough that Rice misses it. Now we go the other way, a 3-on-2 fast break. Houseworth misses the easy one, but Fortuna gets the ball, and timeout will be called by Fortuna. 7:10 to go, 32-27 our score, Fortuna leading Delnor, and Coach Norm Sotomayor is undoubtedly thinking, I want my team to be in control, and they came out the first 50 seconds not in control. Warrior Athletics brought to you by Delnor Office Supply for all your office supplies and furniture and gifts too. England Marine, fishing, marine, and outdoor equipment. Go Warriors! And Echo Nurturing, local organic fertilizers for the backyard gardener in you. Let's listen to the Delnor High Marching Band. Warriors keep making runs at Fortuna, and Fortuna keeps finding ways to answer. Delnor has had the lead down to as few as two. Right now they trail by five with 7:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. On homecoming night, it is a packed tune-in gymnasium, not the biggest gym in the world, one of the loudest. And Fortuna will open with the ball after the timeout. And here we go. Barsanti will have the ball. Gives it over to Burrow. They're going to play catch right in front of the Fortuna bench. Now, Barsanti sends it over to the other side to Medina. Top of the key now to Burrow. Looking. Now they're going to set things up again with 15 seconds on the shot clock. Inside to Houseworth. Double team there. Medina looking. And his pass goes directly into the hands of Trumbull. Trumbull loses the handle. And we will have a jump ball. And it will be Fortuna's possession. Delnor has just committed way too many turnovers tonight. Fortuna has committed quite a few as well. But Delnor certainly has had more. Ball on the far side. Medina with it. They're going to whip it around to Barciani. Now over to Barat. He'll take the three-pointer, and it goes halfway in and comes out. But rebounded by the Huskies. And they'll set things up again. Medina's three-pointer is no good. And finally, tracking it down is Rice. He outlets to Rigdon on the far side. Delaware will get in their offensive set, trailing by five with 6:12 to go in regulation. Trumbull now with it, far side in front of the Warrior cheerleaders. Finds Webster, pump fakes, drives, and he is fouled and will go to the line for two shots. Kalen Baruch comes up with his second foul, first team foul. Webster will go to the line for two. He's a 60% free throw shooter at the charity stripe. That one is perfect. And the lead is down to four, 32-28. Fortuna in front. Here comes the right-hander. Second shot. That one is no good. Ball's bounced around, and there is Trumbull to put it in. Trumbull has four tonight, and the Fortuna lead is back down to two. Every time Delmort has made a run, Fortuna has found an answer. Warriors staying in that tightly packed 2-3 zone. Drive cut off by the Warriors. They're going to work it around. Wallen goes baseline, gets cut off. The ball gets knocked out of his hands by Rigdon. Out of bounds. And it will be Fortuna's ball. 12 on the shot clock. Looking. Barciani gets it out to Medina. Now to Wallen. They'll work it around to Houseworth, who's way outside. And it's going to be a foul on Del Norte. Rigdon picks up his second of the evening. Barciani will inbound. 32-30 our score. Fortuna in front. Log it into Medina. He'll take the 12-footer. Misses, but there's Houseworth. He was too far under the basket. His ball hit the bottom. Loose ball, and finally, it is Webster who comes down with it. Webster will slow it down. Coach Chris Rice, in his third season, giving the signal. Here's the play I want run. It goes to his son, Aiden Rice, dribbling with his left and right hand. Now to Russell, tries to penetrate. Instead, gives it to Rigdon. Rigdon will take the 15-footer. No, and rebounded by Houseworth. And now it will be Fortuna that will slow down the pace with 4:45 to go in regulation. In the fourth quarter, 32-30 our score. Dale North trailing. Medina drives, misses, rebound. Ty Russell, and a foul will be called on Fortuna. Ron picks up his third. Houseworth comes out to get a breather before maybe the final 3 minutes. You think he will not be out very long. Athletic Director Dina Students coming out. Bob Hanfield comes out and cleans up the sweat that's on the floor after the bodies went flying. Delmar 0-2 in conference play. Fortuna 0-3. Delmar led at halftime in both those losses. Fortuna has been in all three close games so far this season. Trumbull with the ball. To Webster, way outside in front of the Warrior bench. 19 to shoot. Gets a screen from Russell. Now into the corner to Rice. Stutter step. Now back out. Webster tries to drive, and he is fouled prior to the shot. And I believe that is going to be on Medina. If it is, that is number three on him. Yes, it is. With 4:13 to go, Rice to inbound for the Warriors. Finds Webster. Webster goes baseline, and they say he traveled as he kind of bunny hopped down the baseline and got called on it. 32-30. Fortuna leading Del Norte. We are halfway through the fourth quarter. A game that has been exciting if air flown. And an offensive foul will be called on Fortuna. As Rice took the charge, And picking up the foul will be Mason Taroni, who's in the game. His first. Full court pressure now by Fortuna. Rice with the ball. Rice breaks the pressure. Rice gets into the paint, kicks it out to Rigdon. Rigdon inside to Russell, and he's blocked from behind, but a foul is called. Ty Russell will have a chance to give Del Norte a tie game halfway through the fourth quarter as Barsanti picks up foul number four. That is huge as the Huskies are without their starting point guard. And Russell's shot put goes in. It wasn't pretty, but it was effective. Houseworth comes back in, as does Lolo Payne. Here comes Russell's second shot, a chance to tie it at 32. It's up. It's good. We are tied at 32. First tie since early seconds of the first quarter. Fortuna with the ball. Del Norte has kind of extended that 3-2 zone a little bit. Russell and Houseworth going mano a mano inside. Two big, strong players. Medina will drive, shoots, does not go in, but he's fouled and will have two shots at the free throw line. Webster picks up his second. So Webster has two for Del Norte. Russell has three. Rigdon has two. Medina, 78% shooter, leaves it short. The Huskies yet to score here in the fourth quarter. Second one is also short, and Rice comes down the rebound. Del Norte with a chance to take the lead. Rigdon puts it up, no good, but there's Russell. He kicks it out and goes right to the Huskies. Lolo Payne scores. And just like that, the Huskies are back in front. 34-32, 3 minutes to go in the game, or at least in regulation. Trumbull, cross-court pass to Webster. Right in front of the Del Norte bench. Now Rigdon. Rigdon being guarded by one of the few people in the conference shorter than him. Rice. The Trumbull at the top of the key. 14 to shoot. Rigdon with the ball now. Looking to get it inside to Russell. They can't. Instead, it'll go to Webster. Three-pointer on the way. No. And Houseworth goes up strong and gets the rebound. 34-32 our score. 2:30 to go in the fourth quarter. 34-32. Fortuna in front. And the Huskies working the ball around, trying to penetrate that Del Norte zone. Drive. Rigdon cuts him off. Goes up strong. Gives the basket to Barote. And it's a four-point lead with 2 minutes and 5 seconds to go. Fortuna in front. Del Norte with the ball. Far side to Rice. Inside to Russell, but the ball is poked away. Fast break. Medina goes up with the right hand from the left side and scores. And Del Norte almost undoubtedly will call timeout. No, Chris Rice is going to let it play out. Rice with the ball. Aiden Rice with the ball. 1:43 to go. 38-32 our score. With the ball is Trumbull. Looking, gets it over to Rice. Now to Webster. Webster with a screen. Can't do anything with it. Instead it goes to Rice. 12 on the shot clock. Rice will take the three-pointer. Bingo! Aiden Rice with his fifth three-pointer of the season. And it's a three-point game with 1:18 remaining in the fourth quarter. 38-35 our score. Del Norte will hold on to it. They'll make Del Norte come out. Warriors have been in that tight pack zone all game. Works over to Lolo Payne. He'll take the three, misses everything, and Russell tips the ball to Webster. Webster across the timeline. Less than a minute to play. Rice with the ball. Thought about the three. Instead gives it to Webster. And a timeout will be called by Del Norte. So let us set the scene. 48.2 seconds remaining. Fortuna, 38. Del Norte, 35. Del Norte with the ball with 24 on the shot clock. any Fortuna foul sends Del Norte to the line to shoot two. The Warriors have two fouls to give on the defensive end. Whew. Winner of this game will get break into the win bracket in the Big Five conference standings. The loser will find themselves in a very, very, very precarious situation in terms of reaching the postseason. Del Norte will play again on Tuesday at Arcata. That game can be heard live here on KPOD 97.9 FM and DelNorteSports.com. Tomorrow night will be the Del Norte girls traveling to Fortuna for a contest there. Freshmen play at 4:30. JV's at 6, varsity at 7:30, and you can listen to that varsity game on KPOD 97.9 FM and DelNorteSports.com. Warriors will send out Rice, Rigdon, Trumbull, Russell, and Webster. Houseworth comes in for the Huskies, along with Medina, their usual starters. Rice with the ball, looking, time running out, and a five-second, timeout was called just an instant before the five-second count. And that will be the last timeout for Del Norte. That was razor close. Let's look at the scoring real quick for Del Norte. Rice has three. He nailed that three-pointer just moments ago. Rigdon has 8. Bowdish has 1. Ryan O'Loughlin has 3. Trumbull has 4. Russell has 10. He's leading Del Norte tonight. And Webster has 6. Fortuna been led by Medina, who only has 9 points, well below his season average of just under 18. Kalen Barant also has 9. Lolo Payne, the 5'3" junior, has 6. Houseworth has 2. Wallen has 5. So Del Norte will inbound on the far sideline. Aiden Rice with the honors, 48.2 seconds to go. And this time, Del Norte gets it into Rigdon. He'll take the three off the rim, no good, and rebounded by Fortuna, and they have a fast break, laid up and laid in by Medina. 40-35, Webster trying to go coast-to-coast, and a foul will be called on Houseworth, and the basket will count. Oh, my goodness. What a turn of events. Houseworth picks up his first foul. Webster gets the bucket and the shot at the three-point play. And with the free throw, it will be a two-point game if the 60% free throw shooter can make it. The junior dribbles twice, spins it, dribbles it twice again, spins it again. Looks at the rim, puts it up, in. 40-38, 30 seconds to go. Full court pressure by Del Norte. Medina with the ball. Rigdon guarding him, and now Rigdon commits the foul. Just the third team foul. Del Norte can commit another foul before sending Fortuna to the free throw line. 26.1 left. And timeout will be called by Fortuna. So let's set the stage once again. Our score, Fortuna 40, Del Norte 38. Fortuna in possession of the ball. They will inbound on the near sideline right in front of the scorer's bench. Del Norte with 3 team fouls, which means they can be ultra-aggressive on this next play. They commit a foul. It will just be from the sideline again. It won't be till 5 fouls that Fortuna will shoot free throws. Meanwhile, the Huskies are already with 5 fouls. It means any foul against them will send Del Norte to the free throw line for 2 shots. Webster with 7, 8, 9 points. all in the second half. Russell with 10. Trumbull with 4. Medina has come to life here in the second half. He just had 2 points in the first two quarters. He now has 11. So here we go. Dylan Burrow will inbound. Rigdon will guard him. Ball gets bounced to him. Looking. They get it in, and Rice immediately commits the foul, trying to go for the steal. And it's just fine. Now the Huskies will have to prove it at the free throw line. They get it in. Inside to Medina, and they find a wide open Houseworth. Beautifully designed play. And an easy basket. 4-point lead for the Huskies. Far side to Russell. Gets it to Trumbull. He'll launch the long three. Hits glass. Russell crashes the board. He scores. He's fouled with 9.1 seconds left. Rowan comes up with a foul. Russell gets the basket. And that ties his career high. If he makes this free throw, it will be a new career high. But it will also make it a one-point game with 9.1 seconds remaining. The senior puts it up. Too strong. And rebounded by Medina. And a foul will be called on Del North. As Rigdon gets the foul. So here we go. Medina goes to the line. Two shots. He could put it away right here. A 78% free throw shooter, but he's 1-for-4 tonight. Shot is up, and it's way short. Way short. Delmar has no timeouts left. The Huskies are not going to put anybody at the free throw in the free throw area. So Delmar will be able to inbound instantly. Second one is up, and it's no good as well. Pommel gets it to Webster. Webster puts up the three. His shot is blocked at the buzzer, and that's the ball game. Webster had a shot, but it was blocked with about 2 seconds left. And our final score tonight, Fortuna 42, Del Norte 40. We'll be back with the postgame show after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week postgame show. We have all the latest stats and information for this game coming up next.
Yeah, that's fine.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Leschwab Tire Center, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, McFerrin's Tax Services, and More John Inc.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Game online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
In this ever-changing business environment, it's refreshing to have an insurance agent that's local. At Western Valley Insurance, the team prides themselves in being part of our community, and they appreciate it when you choose to do business with them. If you're considering a change or would like to discuss business or workers' comp insurance, please call Robin, Regina, or Kendra. They'll put their experience and knowledge into providing you with a competitive quote that actually fits your needs. Western Valley Insurance, where teamwork makes a difference. Call 707-465-5999.
Download Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Oat Hill Organic Beef, Center Coast Hospital, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, and the Hiuchi Hamlet.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Game online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
And now it's time for the Del Norte Warrior postgame show right here.
Del Norte's last second effort to claim victory is blocked by Fortuna as the Warriors fall to the Huskies 42-40 here on homecoming night at Tunin Gymnasium. John Pritchett with you here, and it is a disappointing night indeed for the Warriors, who trailed pretty much the entire game but tied it with about a minute to go. But the Huskies took advantage of some Del Norte defensive miscues, and Michael Webster's shot at the buzzer was tipped away. Let's take a look at the stats. And for the Fortuna Huskies, who are now 1-3 in conference and 11-8 overall, Alphonse Medina, the team's leading scorer coming into the game with 18, a contest was held to 11, but he paced the Huskies. Kalen Barote had 9. With 6 was Lolo Payne. With 5 was Owen Wallen. Jake Houseworth came down with 4. Jace Barsandy had 3. And Hunter Reback had 2. For Del Norte, they were led by Kai Russell, who had tied his career high of 12 points. Just had a terrific game battling against Houseworth defensively. Excellent effort by Russell, who will be our McDonald's player of the night. Kai Russell, the senior, 6 foot. And other scorers for Del Norte: Michael Webster had 9, all in the second half. Colin Trombel had 8. I'm sorry, he had 4. Ryan Rigdon had 8. Aiden Rice had 3. That was a huge three-pointer in the final 90 seconds. Oscar Bowdish had 1. Ryan O'Loughlin had 3. Playing but not scoring was Nathaniel Barker, who was named Homecoming King tonight. Danner Dowd played but didn't score. Kyle Dixon played briefly. And Preston Daniels also saw a brief bit of action. Del Norte now falls to 0-3 and 7-10 overall. Once again, our McDonald's player of the game is Kai Russell. 12 points for the big senior, including a huge basket in the final 15 seconds. But it wasn't quite enough. Now, tomorrow night, Del Norte's girls will travel to Fortuna for a 7:30 p.m. game between two teams, both of which are desperate for a victory. Del Norte especially, after having a pair of lopsided losses following the injury to Brooklyn Carter. You can listen to that game live on KPOD 97.9 and on DelNorteSports.com. Next week, we'll be busy for both Del Norte basketball teams. Boys play at Arcade on Tuesday and at McKinleyville on Thursday. Del Norte girls will be home on Wednesday against Arcata and at home against McKinleyville on Friday. All those games, of course, will be broadcast live on KPOD 97.9 FM and DelNorteSports.com. Well, that should wrap things up here tonight, as it is Fortuna spoiling homecoming for the Warriors with a 42-40 victory. In junior varsity action, Del Norte captured a win over the Huskies. And in freshman action, the score of that was 47-36. In freshman action, it was Fortuna 52 and Del Norte 47. A tip of the hat to our engineer, Mark, back at the World Headquarters. For Mad Dog John Horner, Mike O'Brien at KPOD, General Manager Larry Tempe, President Mike Wilson, and the entire Bi-Coastal Media family. My name is John Pritchett. Thank you so much for joining us, for listening in. And please remember, if you get the chance, to stop in and say thank you to the members of the legendary Sportscasters Club. They make Warrior Athletics on the radio possible. We're kind of a dinosaur here, and we're very, very honored and very proud to bring Warrior Athletics to you here on KPOD and 97.9 FM and DelNorteSports.com. Once again, our final score, Fortuna 42, Del Norte 40. Join us tomorrow night from Fortuna as the Warrior girls take on the Huskies. Thank you so much for listening. Take care, everybody. Be safe, and may God bless. Thank you. We'll talk to you.
You've been listening to Del Norte Warrior Basketball. And Del Norte Warrior Basketball is brought to you by Chimney Craft, Chawell Benson Hartwig, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Glass, Curry Equipment, Del Norte Office Supply, Del Norte Tire, Eco Nutrients, Elk Valley Casino, Ingram Marine Supply, H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Les Schwab Tire Center, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, McFerrin's Tax Services, Morjon Inc., Oat Hill Organic Beef, Sutter Coast Hospital, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, and Hiuchi Hamlet. You've been listening to a Bicoastal Media Sports presentation.